Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna. And I know Stephanie's
there
somewhere.
Oh,
there she
is.
We're a mother-daughter team from South Central Texas, bringing the professional sales training system of Eric Lofholm to the world and combining it with a black belt mindset. As a matter of fact, somebody this very week was asking me, what is Black Belt Selling all about? Why did you choose that name? Well, let me explain it to you. You see, Black Belt Selling is all about the mindset, system, and dedication that it takes to become a black belt in the martial arts and applying it to the profession of sales. Stephanie and I are black belts in Taekwondo, and we know what it takes to earn that status. It's not easy, but it is doable. And it's our mission to give you the tools, coaching, and training so that you can become confident and successful as a black belt in sales. We teach that there are three ways to elevate your results: the inner game, outer game, and action. And today, we're going to be giving you all three. Now, the entire month of August, we have dedicated to the topic of blogging. And we were very blessed last week to have Kimberly join us. She is a blogger out of Seattle, Washington, and she blogs on a specific topic. And we learned so many great, great nuggets from her about that I thought were just an excellent, excellent introduction to blogging, and especially because there are so many people who are out there and telling you that you can blog and you can make money, you can do all of these things. But, you know, maybe we can just do a really quick recap, Stephanie, of some of the highlights of the show last week, if you can, you know, remember a couple of them.
Sure. So, you know, one of the biggest things that jumped out to me with Kimberly when we were interviewing Kimberly was to know exactly, have your target, have your topic, have your niche figured out and stick to it. Don't let yourself get distracted and pulled all over the place with everything that might possibly apply to your blog. You know, the next thing that she talked about was, was about blogging regularly. You know, and she said, specifically said that you don't have to blog every single day like she does if you're a business owner. In fact, she even mentioned, I don't know how bloggers or how a business owner would have time to blog every single day, but she did say blog regularly, blog on the same day every single week or twice a month. And your blog posts don't have to be huge. They can be, hey, we're having a sale, come join us. The more consistent you are and the more focused you are, the more you're going to build your audience. Those were, I think,
yeah.
Those were probably the two biggest things that jumped out to me. I don't know if anything in particular jumped out at you, Mom.
Well, you know, actually those were the biggest ones. And as I was doing some research this week about blogging and specifically the pitfalls to avoid when it comes to blogging, you know, one of the things, and this is something that Eric has really tried to instill in me, and of course we try to instill in our own clients, is the value of consistency. So professional bloggers, people who that's what they do, that's how they make all of their money is through blogging. Of course, those folks are going to be blogging more frequently. But for a business owner or a salesperson trying to establish their own brand, then you have to look at, you want to be consistent, but you don't want to make it so that it's something that you absolutely can't do, because what happens too, I think, is that when people try to make too big of a goal, then they might initially start out doing well, but then it becomes overwhelming and they can't stick with it. So it's better to start out with a few small steps that you can do on a regular, consistent basis than it is to try to tackle something that's, that sounds like somebody else tells you you should do it. So you try it, but you can't make it work on a consistent basis. A little consistently is better than a lot all at once. Wouldn't you agree, Stephanie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk a lot about completion versus perfection. And so what you throw out there doesn't have to be perfect. And so, you know, I know my tendency is I try and get things done way in advance. So it's easy then to just throw it out there all at once. And it really is important to focus on that consistency and completion. Get it out there. Be consistent in getting stuff out there. It doesn't have to be perfect. You know, there are lots of grammar Nazis out there on the internet, and most of them are not the type of people who are going to spend money with you. So relax.
Right.
Just get information out there. Get it out there consistently. You know, once a week, even if it's just a short something, once a week, get something out there. And, you know, I will admit, the more you get stuff out there for people, the faster you will see your revenue grow, or your traffic grow. Because I noticed very quickly, I used to blog twice a month. And then the month of my book launch, I put out 4 blogs that month. My traffic went through the roof. I was like, wow, this is really cool. Well, the following month, I realized it was slowing down. So I started putting more blogs out there. And again, traffic went through the roof. The more frequently I blog, the more traffic I get to my blog.
You know, and that just makes a whole lot of sense. It really makes a whole lot of sense. One of the things I saw looking around on the internet, and of course anybody can do it, but you're listening to us and you're learning from us today. And the things that we're sharing with you, first of all, let me tell you that Stephanie and I are also in a process of learning. And so part of this thing about being, about talking about blogging is almost a little selfish on my part, because I know this is an area that I want to improve on and I want to get better at. So, but one of the things, just kind of along the lines about what you're saying, Stephanie, is that you have to work not to let people forget about you. And that's why the blogging pretty regularly, and when I'm thinking regularly, I'm actually thinking you shouldn't do it every couple, 3 weeks. You really need to try to put out a blog every week. Once a week, staying in front of your customers, because here's what another person found out, and I found this on something called unbounce.com. What they found out is that if your readers aren't regularly hearing from you, they're forgetting about you. And if they're forgetting about you, then you're going to run into people unsubscribing from your blog. And your open rate is going to be slower because they're not as likely to open up what you have to say because they haven't heard from you so much. So this particular blogger who was being quoted on the website stated that when he started posting and emailing regularly, his stats improved. Like his open rates increased nearly 50% and his unsubscribes were down by 1%. So if you're looking to build a following, you really want to be you want to pay real careful attention to being consistent in your blogging. Even if it's doing something like creating a picture, putting it on your blog, and then sharing it. I mean, maybe that's not the most optimal, but pictures are so visual, and people love pictures. They love pictures. I mean, think about what gets passed around a lot on Facebook.
Social media.
It's usually a picture. It's a picture.
You know, and,
or it's
and again,
a video.
This is all coming back to be consistent. Get information out and relax. You know, blogging is such an intimidating. I know so many people. I spoke with someone just on Wednesday who was like, yeah, we have a blog, but we forget about it all the time. So if your problem is forgetting about your blog, then set reminders on your calendar. But if your problem is, you know, most of the time, forgetting about the blog is just not knowing what to post. Because if you knew what to post, you'd be on there every day posting. So focus on what are you posting? And these are just ideas, stuff to post. Now, Mom, you'd sent me a list of really cool ideas before the show, stuff about, you know, influencers. finding a list of influencers that your target market follows. You want to share a little bit about that? Because I thought that was a really cool idea to help grow your blog.
It is. It's really important. So one of the mistakes, again, this is another pitfall that happens, is that when people are blogging, they spend maybe 90% of their time writing and maybe 10%, if that much, time promoting the blog. Well, the difficulty with that is you can have fabulous content. You can, you know, you could be, it's like being the best mechanic on the block. But if you don't go out and let people know you're the best mechanic on the block, nobody's going to come to you. So you have to, what I saw was the power of spending as much time promoting your content as you do writing it. And that's where the whole idea about influencers comes into place. Because you want to influence, you want to research and compile a list of the influencers that your target audience likely is to follow. So how do you do that? How do you do that? You know, for me, one of the people that would be a great influencer for me on my blogs would be someone like Tom Hopkins. Well, do I have a personal relationship with Tom Hopkins? No, not right now. Not right now. But see, I can begin to build an influence with somebody like him by becoming active on in his blog comment sections with real, genuine discussion, not trying to link every time out to my blog, but rather really contributing value to the influencer. And this, you know, this all goes back to providing value for the person that's in front of you, whether it's an influencer or, like we do in sales, it's the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you're beginning to build this relationship with the influencer, and, you know, don't have one, have a whole list of them. Spend some time doing some research because these people can help promote you. And by far, somebody else who has influence, somebody else who is influential in your target market, is going to be able to recommend you to his or her audience. And of course, that's going to be a big bonus, because who are they going to listen to? They're going to listen to the person because they trust them. And if you have established a good relationship, then you can build, and you're building that relationship, when they go to recommend you as a blogger, then other people are going to take notice and say, well, you know, again, let's just use Tom Hopkins because that's the one I brought up. Let's say Tom Hopkins says, oh, my goodness, you really need to pay attention to Anna Scheller and Stephanie Scheller. These girls are working hard, and they've really got some great stuff. Well, if you're a Tom Hopkins fan, wouldn't you go check out my blog? Of course you would. Now, another way to promote that blog content with an influencer is to send your influencers to be released drafts of your blog posts feedback. You know, they're going to send you some information, and you want to really pay attention to that to help you make improvements to your content, because we all want to get better, right? Then, when you're ready to publish your post, ask those influencers to help you spread the word. So, especially if you asked them for help and they've given you feedback and you've incorporated their feedback, then they're going to be happy to share what you have to say with the world. Stephanie, what else would you recommend to our listeners?
What else would I recommend? Well, you know, the purpose of the blogs, as we're talking about them, are to lend credibility to your business, but also to generate leads. And, you know, it's impossible to generate a lead if you don't have some way for them to give you your information, right? So let's talk about converting those followers to your blog. And really the easiest thing you can do is have a little thing, a little sign-up button box on there that says, like what you saw, get it in your inbox every single week. Put it, you know, give us your name and email address. If you don't make it crazy easy for people to subscribe and give you their contact information, they won't, right? So with most blogs, in order to leave a comment, you have to be signed up. You have to have a membership. say, hey, do you want to get this in your inbox? Great, sign up here. There's a very high chance that they will, as long as they like what they see, as long as you're delivering value, you're delivering great content, and you make it really, really easy for them to sign up, they will. But you've got to make it easy on them. You cannot expect them to register to leave comments all the time. You have to give them an alternate. Give them multiple ways to get you their contact information.
Right, right. And, you know, and experiment with different ideas. And here's why. One, what you think is going to work may or may not work. So be open to trying different things and measuring the results that you're getting. So if one particular format isn't working for you, then try a different one. There's probably, you know, you're going to have to get out there and you're going to have to do some research, because unfortunately there's absolutely no way to get around the research. There's no way to get around the research. But what you can do is, you know, this is all about practice and experimentation. As black belts, you know, black belts don't become black belts by doing something once or twice. They get to become black belts, you do it over and over and over and over and over again. You know, it brings to mind the whole idea that Bruce Lee said, I don't fear the man who can kick 10,000 kicks. I fear the man who has kicked one kick 10,000 times. It's not about getting it all right the first time. It's about finding out what works and then working that, having, you know, and making it part of your system. And again, we always talk about systems, but blogging should be incorporated as part of your marketing system to get in front of your customers. And if you are delivering, here's another really important point, Stephanie, and that is that you want to be interesting to your customers, but it can't be all about you. You have to be interested in what they are looking for. So you find your niche, and then as you're posting, as you're getting comments on your blog, you're beginning to listen to what your listeners are looking for, to what your readers are wanting, and then you can really begin to provide the value that your readers are looking for. And then when you have an offer that you need to make, you know, obviously you don't want to use your blog for promotion. You want your blog to be there to provide value. The blog is there to provide value, but it's also there to help people move toward taking the next step with you. So blogging is part of your system to get people interested in what you can do for them. So that means you have to listen to what they're saying to you on your blog and then discover what their need is and start providing solutions for their problems. And that's what sales is all about. But your blog begins to be one of the first pieces in developing rapport with your potential customers. So you see how it all fits together. Blogging is not just a separate topic. It's all part of a system, all part of the sales system to bring value to people, to solve their problems, to serve them in a way that everybody benefits from, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I'm hoping that the ideas we're giving people are making blogging seem more accessible to a lot of people. Because it's, I get it. It is overwhelming. It is intimidating. When I first started blogging a little over a year ago, it was really just a place to have my, to have my newsletters in one consolidated area. And now it's actually become a recognizable part of my business. And I really do love it. Now I want to talk about, let's talk about, you know, what to do inside your content.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people get caught up in, oh, I'm trying to think of ways to say this. They get caught up in making it formal, making it super educational. They get caught up in trying to deliver the value. And I want to take us back and remind us, because I know we've only got about 10 minutes left.
Right.
But I want to take us back and I want to remind people, you know, a couple of things to keep in mind as you're putting out your blog posts. It's really important to be authentic and to be energetic. You know, if you're not excited about what you have to say, no one else will be. So it's really, really important that you are excited about what you have to say. Be energetic. Be authentic. Make this who you really are. If you would not, you know, last month, Kimberly talked, or not last month, last week. Wow, it's been a long week. last week, Kimberly talked about being authentic, or she talked about sticking to what you know. Sticking to what you know, sticking to what you you believe in, your niche, your market. And really, I really think this plugs into being authentic. You have to stay true to who you are. You have to stay true to who you are in your blog posts, in your updates, everything you do. You have to remember people are following you. This isn't just your content, but they're following you. They're engaging with you. And that's how you're going to do conversions with them, is by getting them engaged in who you are. So be authentic. Be energetic.
Okay, Stephanie, are you there? Okay.
Where I had someone come up to me right after a training I did. It was at the beginning of this month, and they made some comments about the topic, which was objection handling. They said, you know, I love what you talked about. It's so hard for me to handle that price objection. So I talked with that person about it. Well, then I turned around and saw a thread about it in one of my Facebook groups talking about the price objection. And then on Friday morning, so Wednesday I did the talk, on Thursday I saw the thread, on Friday morning I was on the phone with someone, and they were talking about how that's their biggest, that's the biggest objection, they struggle, they can't seem to get around it, etc. So I was like, okay, I can read the writing on the wall here. Obviously, there's interest in how to handle the price objection. So I put together a blog post, put it out there. That blog post very, very quickly, like within hours, became my number one trafficked blog post.
Wow.
Everyone wanted to know how to handle the price objection. And the cool thing was it didn't stop after a couple of hours. Typically I'll see a lot of activity on my posts when I'm doing the promotion on them, and then I'll see some activity in between. But when I promote my posts, I share them, I post them around, I'll see a lot of activity, a lot of page views very quickly. And then in between my marketing, I'll see, it'll be steady. I'll still get some, but it won't be all that fast. Well, these just kept growing. People kept visiting it. People kept going to it. People kept sharing it, commenting on it. I was completely blown away. So when I talk about be interesting and be interested, if I had not been interested in what my audience had to say, I would have completely missed the opportunity to write about how to handle the price objection. And I would have completely missed out on all that traffic and all those brand new exposures and followers that I got out of that one post.
I know. It's just, and it's really important to be interested in what is important to your audience. And I apologize, we seem to be having some technical difficulties today. I'm not sure what is going on, so if you've been getting some odd noises on this recording, I apologize.
I joked about it. I said it sounds like one of those phaser guns off the Toy Story or Star Trek or something.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
So not sure what that is, but we're pretty much out of time here. So here's what I want to wrap it up with, guys. We want to be interested in what you have to say, too. So if you have a topic you would really like us to cover, if you have a topic for this month, we're focusing on blogging. So if you have questions about blogging, in fact, Mom, if you don't mind going in the group directly after this and start one thread where people can post their questions about blogging and one thread where people can post their suggestions for future shows, we will find experts to come on and talk about your questions about sales, about business, about what you're doing and how to do it and how to get the best results. We want to know what you want to hear from us, because we've got tons of information in our heads. And sometimes, I just posted a video about how I forget and we forget that this information we have in our heads is, actually new to some people. We totally get so used to what we've already got. So if there's a topic you really would love to hear about, you want to know what exactly, how to handle this, how to do this, what to do here, go in the Facebook group, www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Leave us a comment. Leave us a comment on either one of those threads that Mom's going to go start. Let us know what you want to know about blogging, and let us know what you want to know about business and sales in general. We want to provide you with the content that you are looking for. So we are pretty much out of time, and Mom, I'm going to let you go ahead and hit end on the episode, but I'll wrap it up for us real quick here. I am Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We're looking forward to coming back next week and talking more about blogging pitfalls, how to avoid them, and how to make your blog successful. Thanks so much, and have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.